I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Thursday, May 9th. The lack of moonlight has afforded us a week of dark, clear skies, the same skies that native people throughout the world studied for understanding and meaning, not that much different from today. We've taken advantage of Leo the Lion, high in the south, and Virgo, the Maiden, lower in the southeast, to peer back as far as possible into the recesses of time. The earliest references to the lion appear in Sumerian writings over 6,000 years ago, and not long after, called Shir by the Persians, Artan by the Turks. In Judea, it was Ari, while in India, it was Simha, all meaning lion. The Babylonians knew his bright shoulder star, Regulus, as the star on the lion's breast. Eventually adopted by the Greeks, the symbology and timing throughout this region consistently points to equating the strength of the lion to the strength of the sun, as the sun was located in these stars at the height of summer from late July into August. Tomorrow, we'll take a closer look at the stars of Virgo, the Maiden, on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of Vermont Public and the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium.